Housing the thousands of people who lost their homes due to Sandy is turning out to be complicated and frustrating. The city and federal government have put in some emergency temporary housing measures, but waits for the services can be long, and not everyone's taking advantage of what's available. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez recently visited Staten Island and has this report.
Where have you been?
I've been in the other two tents.
Cedar Grove Avenue in Staten Island is about as far east as you can go before ending up in New York Harbor. Residents say the water reared up 15 feet high, then rushed into their working-class neighborhood. One home looks as if it had been picked up and smashed into pieces. A small village of tents set up by volunteers sits across the street from the ruined neighborhood.
In this tent here, we have women's products, soap, shampoo, paper towel. Paper towel goes like crazy.
40-year-old Nicole Chatty's home was destroyed nearby. Like many in the area, she comes to the tents for warm meals, cleaning supplies, clothing, and most importantly, camaraderie with neighbors. Chatty is currently renting an apartment 20 minutes away. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is paying for it. Chatty's grateful for the help, but says relocating has been difficult.
My husband and I pretty much adapted because we had no choice but to adapt, but it's very hard on my 7-year-old. I mean, her letter to Santa Claus right on top. She wrote to him, "I hope you realize we don't live at 38 Topping Street anymore."
Typically, after a natural disaster, FEMA will put up mobile homes for victims. But in New York, the city and federal government say there's no room for them. Instead, they're paying for people to stay in hotels and short-term apartment rentals. They've also set up what's called Rapid Repairs, a program that connects teams of contractors with homeowners needing power, heat, and hot water. The goal is to bring back the basics so people can live in their homes while doing more major renovations. Eddie Salmon ended up sleeping in his house while waiting for a team to visit. He says he couldn't find a hotel room within a 30-mile radius.
I had to stay in the house, and then there was, of course, it was a very bad night, very cold, so I got to use the wood-burning stove.
And then, as if things couldn't get worse, a spark from the stove set the house on fire. The stench from the blaze still fills the small gutted home with boarded-up windows emblazoned with American flags. The cot where he had been sleeping sits in the corner. Salmon, who is originally from Egypt, says he registered for Rapid Repairs about a month ago.
I called them. They never answered the phone.
They don't.
Two phones, 1-866 and the other one, 1718. Both of them, I left the messages every single day. I leave messages 3 times, 4 times. Just to give me consideration. There's no... nothing.
Deputy Mayor Kaz Holloway is overseeing Rapid Repairs, though FEMA is covering the cost. As of last Friday, 13,600 households had signed up for the program. Holloway says 1,500 houses, or just over 10%, have been fixed so far.
We are putting an unprecedented amount of resources, and the amount of people dedicated to the program is growing every day. We will get to everyone who has signed up, and we are trying to get there as quickly as possible.
The city couldn't say how long it would take to fix everyone's house. A spokesman said the work should speed up once more contractors are added. Many people near Cedar Grove are not waiting for the government. They're doing the work themselves. Work trucks line the narrow streets, and the sound of vacuums, power tools, and hammers fill the air. Anthony Murado says others are creating their own temporary housing.
I know neighbors that have tents set up inside their house and are sleeping inside tents inside what's left of their home.
Murado lives across the street from Eddie Salmon. The two friends are standing in front of a baby blue clapboard house. Debris fills the yard, and 2x4s of all shapes and sizes halfway cover a gaping hole.
Bruce, you home? Bruce!
Their friend isn't home, but they say he's camping out inside. Murado is also camping out, but at the volunteer tents across the street. His house caught on fire, too, when he was burning wood in his fireplace to stay warm. He says he wants to be close by and help out his neighbors struggling to rebuild. Murado says he did look into renting an apartment through FEMA, but he couldn't find anything.
I've put out a few calls to real estate agents, and nobody wants to give you a short-term lease, 3 months or 2 months or whatever it's going to take to fix your house. And then I have a dog. That's another problem.
The city has created a web portal with 2,500 apartments set aside by landlords willing to rent to storm victims. But publicity surrounding the apartment rentals never reached Murado. He's planning to tough it out until his apartment gets fixed. As for Salmon, he did eventually find a hotel room and rapid repairs finally visited last week. But the team deemed his home unsafe to live in. The news was a shock and devastating. Now, he says, he's sorry he ever called them in the first place. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.